Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
It's time again for a new music spotlight. We're playing nothing but the new stuff from artists like the Crab Family, the Perrys, Greater Vision, Wes Hampton, the Tallies, the Martins, Ivan Parker, Morgan Easter, and more. And Lauren Talley's my guest co-host this week for obvious reasons, but a main reason is her new song is also at the forefront of gospel music right now. And I have to admit, Lauren, it is one of my favorite songs. I'm a sucker for songs that have locations in the song.
And
it's a cool message, and it's just a lot of creativity that went into this. Whoever wrote the song, give them kudos. So The Wildest Places, Lauren, welcome to the show. And how'd you find the song?
Thank you very much, Daniel. It's good to be here. The Wildest Places actually came across my lap probably about 5 years ago. And we had been pitched the song by Daywind and the writers, and I don't even know why. For some reason, we passed on it at the time. Maybe it just didn't fit that particular project. It's kind of hard to remember. When I was choosing songs for my Songs in the Night album that I released not too long ago, I needed some up-tempo songs, but I also needed something that would go along with the theme of the rest of the album. And as a lot of folks may know, I wrote a book to go along with this album also called Songs in the Night. And at the end of this book, I had talked about all of the places that the will of God takes us in our lives. And sometimes He leads us to do things that we would never expect. And I thought, hey, I know the perfect song to tie in with that. And so we included The Wildest Places on that album. It's written by Tony Wood and Barry Weeks, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And it's such a cleverly written lyric, and it definitely takes some twists and turns that folks may not expect.
Are you getting any fun feedback from it?
Oh, absolutely. You know what's funny about it is the people that seem to love it the most are the little kids.
Yeah.
They can sing all the locations in the song just perfectly. It took me forever to get it all straight. Miami and Montana, and it's just one right after another, but it's a lot of fun.
Lauren Talley's latest song, The Wildest Place, is obviously one of the best new songs out there right now in gospel music, and you're hearing it here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Our new music spotlight continues.
Maybe a coal mine in Kentucky, or a prison in Peru, a truck stop in Montana, or a pulpit in Cancun. Maybe a classroom in Calcutta, or a clinic in Bombay, a motel in Miami, or a mission in LA. Wildest places, when you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is. It's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. Imagine one day trading stories with the saints who've gone before, hearing tales of jails and shipwrecks as they journeyed with the Lord. Oh, can't you hear them as they shake their heads and smile, saying just to walk with Jesus was worth every crazy mile. Love leads to the wildest places, when you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is. It's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. Whether it's across the world or just across town, anyone who's gone anywhere in Jesus' name has found. Love leads to the wildest places, when you're out to tell the story of how amazing grace is. It's fascinating finding how exciting faith is as love leads to the wildest places. When you're out to tell the story
Lauren Talley here on a new music spotlight. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends now with the latest from Greater Vision. Listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, nothing but the new stuff this week, and featuring some great songs by some great artists and friends of ours. Lauren Talley, by the way, guest co-host, Kingdom Heirs, and they're not terribly far from where you call home, right?
No, they're our neighbors. They live just over the hill a ways, as we say around here. They live over in Sevierville, Pigeon Forge area in Tennessee, and they've got a great new song out right now called We Will Stand Our Ground. And one thing I really love about the Kingdom Heirs is as soon as you hear the intro to one of their songs, you know it's the Kingdom Heirs.
Yeah.
They just have an unmistakable sound. And I've always been a big fan of the way that they've produced their records in the past. They always get a great sound out of their albums. And Arthur does a great job in the studio, as well as Jeff Collins. And I think this is a very appropriate song for this day and time that we live in. And great Diana Wilkinson tune. Always been a fan of her writing.
Do you want to say something about the Kingdom Heirs and their faithfulness? Because on one hand, a lot of the other artists may be jealous of their day job, But on the other hand, they serve faithfully there in Dollywood when maybe other artists get known for traveling far and wide and getting to see different locations. They're more at home. So there's perks on both sides of this is what I'm saying. But something comes to my mind, and the word is faithfulness when I think of these guys.
Absolutely. They've been at Dollywood for so many years now, and a lot of artists do look at that as, wow, that's a really sweet gig. And you know what? I'm sure it does have its perks. But to accomplish what they have accomplished in gospel music is remarkable because, for that precise reason, they don't tour all the time. And that's really what the Southern gospel industry is built around, is the constant traveling and touring. And so for them to develop the fan base that they have while staying pretty close to the house most of the time is a great accomplishment, and definitely one that should be commended.
Lauren Talley, our guest co-host, New Music Spotlight Now with the Kingdom Heirs. We will stand our ground.
There are forces in the world today who oppose our Christian faith. They attempt to destroy everything that's holy and control what preachers say. But God still has a few good men who won't bend, won't bow, won't burn. They will fight to the end to defend that faith until the day that the whole world learns. There are things we won't give over. The non-believers say our God has never changed. His word still means everything it says. It is now and forever the same. The world may think they have won this fight, but there are some who can still be found, who will never give in and will never give up. We will stand our ground.
Kingdom Heirs, you're listening to Daniel Britton Friends New Music Spotlight with my guest co-host Lauren Talley. And now the latest from the Perrys.
There are little thoughts for little minds. Sometimes I think I'm that kind, the kind to worry needlessly, I guess. But Jesus says, come unto me, believe, and you will receive. Lay your burdens down, I'll do the rest.
And he got come in time, on time. Every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail,
he answers
yes, no, maybe so. I don't worry, 'cause I know he's in time, on time. Every time I need him.
While struggling through a bitter day, I fall upon my knees and pray to get relief. Where else could I go? But Jesus, here I am again, helpless, and I need a friend. I'll depend on you to ease my troubled soul.
And he comes in time, on time. Every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail,
he answers
yes, no, maybe so. I don't worry, 'cause I know he's in time, on time. Every time I need him,
my God comes
in time, on time. Every time I need him, just when I think I'm gonna fail,
he answers
yes, no, maybe so. I don't worry, 'cause I know he's in time, on time. Every time I need him,
and he comes in time,
on time, I need him.
It's a New Music Spotlight. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Lauren Talley's with me as our guest co-host. Now, in all honesty, it's her last name, it's her family, but another great song that has just come out by the Talleys, Who Will Pray? And let's get it out in the open. You are now married, Lauren. But you have not left your family group.
That's right. I'm still very much part of the family group. And actually, my husband is now part of the family group as well. The Talleys are a foursome for the very first time in our family history. And this is our first radio single since we changed the group around to become a foursome. This was actually a song featured from our Stories and Songs CD that we have re-recorded and re-released now that Brian has joined the group. And you'll hear him on the second verse of this song. Brian's got an incredible talent. And in my opinion, he's far too modest. And maybe I'm a little bit biased, but I think he's one of the best vocalists in gospel music today. And this song actually is kind of a theme song for us right now. We have a campaign going on called Who Will Pray, that we are doing for the upcoming election. Now, we don't talk about politics. We don't tell folks who to vote for. Right now, we're just asking people across America to pray for this nation, pray for the direction that we're going in, not just political, but spiritual. We really believe that America is engaged in a spiritual battle right now. And so we're asking folks to go on our website, thetalleys.com, and commit to praying 1 hour a week for this country for the next year. And I really do believe that, just like the Bible says, that when we band together and pray and humble ourselves and seek our faces, that God truly will hear from heaven and heal our land. And I think that's what everybody right now in this country wants and feels the need for. And
sure,
there's a lot of problems in this country. Not all the problems are ever going to be fixed, but we can. We truly can, as the church, as the body of Christ, we truly can make a difference in this society, in this country, for years and years to come. And so we're asking folks, will you pray? Who out there will pray for this country?
The Talleys. The song is Who Will Pray?
For our children, for our homes, for the lost who long for home. For this nation so in need of God today. For the lonely, for the hurt, those who hunger, those who thirst. For a world that has to hear that Jesus saves. Their heart to heaven, who will fall before the throne of grace? Who will pray? Try
answer all who come to him in faith, who will pray. That our lives could always be what we claim that we believe, that our steps would never turn from what is right, that no matter what the cost, for the glory of the cross, with compassion we would share.
And you're listening to the New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends.
If there ever was a time I needed you before, Lord, I need you now.
And if there ever was a try,
was crying out for help. That's what this song's about.
As if there ever was a time I needed you before, Lord, I need you now. If I've ever had a friend who's always kept his word, time that you left me all alone. Oh, been a true, 'cause if I know anything, it's that you will meet my need just like you always do.
And I need you now.
The Crab Family, you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. It's our new music spotlight. Now with Morgan Easter. God knows what he's doing.
Been crying. He broke your heart and you feel like dying. You're wondering why Mr. Right turned out to be so wrong. There ain't no hope from where you're standing. Silver lining's hard to imagine. A page in the book of your life, a little rock on the hill you'll climb, something you had to lose to fight. There's something better waiting for you. You're on the right road, so whatever you do, hold on tight and don't you give up on living your life. You'll find soon enough, God knows what.
Music here on Daniel Britt and Friends. Lauren Talley, my guest co-host. Ivan Parker's up next, Lauren, and this is a song that's a lot of fun. It's the title of his new project and the title of his latest song. It's simply titled Joyride.
this is a really fun song, and I actually worked on this project as a background singer. So I was there at the very beginning. I got to hear a lot of this firsthand right when it was born. And Joyride is a really, really fun song. And you'll hear me and Reggie and Lady Love Smith in the background oohing and aahing. But this song is just sheer fun. It's the perfect kind of song for the kind of weather that we're having across most of America right now. Just sunny and beautiful. It makes you want to go for a nice long drive.
Hey, speaking of background vocals, you're married. That's added a new element to your life. You're a solo artist, plus you're part of the Tallies. But you're probably a lot busier than people really think you are doing background vocals and other things in and out of the Tallies office, right?
I do a lot of studio work, and that's really something that I enjoy. I don't get to do it probably as often as I would like, which is with everything else in my life that's going on. But I do sing on quite a few projects in gospel music that folks may be familiar with. I typically sing almost all of Ivan Parker's records, most of Mark Bishop's records I've sung on, and that's another creative outlet for me. I love to get in the studio and do something different from what I typically do on stage. In the studio, you know, the performance pressure is off. You know, nobody's looking at me.
Yeah.
I can just go in there and just enjoy singing something creative and out of the box.
Well, here's Ivan's new tune, Joyride. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
I don't want to sit around and watch the days go by. One day comes and then it's gone. Don't want to waste my time. 'Cause life is a treasure that's waiting there for me. Won't let the grass grow underneath my feet. I'm ready for the open road with heaven in my sight. God only knows what's up ahead, and that's all right. Though every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride. Yesterday's a memory fading in my rear view. Every new horizon, one more chance to chase the truth. I think I'm gonna slow down, take my hands off of the wheel, and trust the one who's in control. I love the way this feels. I'm ready for the open road with heaven in my sight. God only knows what's up ahead, and that's alright. Though every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride. Every twist and every turn, mountain high or valley low, there's an unseen hand that leads me everywhere I go. I'm headed for the open road,
heaven in my sight.
No matter what it brings,
it's a joy ride.
Oh, every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. I'm ready for the open road with heaven at my side. God only knows what's up ahead, and that's all right. Every mile's a mystery, I live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride. It's a joy ride.
I'm Daniel Britt. You're on a New Music Spotlight. Of course, that's Ivan Parker. And now, on this New Music Spotlight, the latest from Channing Ellison.
Just trying to improve. down the road to my success. I can't wait to be like them and live the good life. Yeah, one of these days. Now I'm treading deeper waters than I ever thought I would. Fight to keep my chin up before I go down for good. Looking out for my ship to come and get me. One of these days.
This week on Daniel Britt and Friends, a month ago as we were gathered here playing the new tunes, Jonathan Martin was our guest co-host, and of course we were talking about the Martin song, and it has stayed at the top of the charts. I mean, it's on the forefront of everybody's mind just simply because the message is so relevant. You can get involved in theological discussions and debates, and you can talk politics, but at the end of the day, love is what conquered. When you look at the cross and you look at the resurrection of Jesus, it's all about love. And that's the message in the Martin song. And it's one of your favorites too, isn't it, Lauren?
Absolutely. The Martins have always been one of my favorite groups. And there are two Martin CDs in my CD player in my car right now. And the newest project with this song is one of them. And also a project from theirs, from them about 10 to 15 years ago. And it's just amazing to listen from one project to the other and hear the difference in the Martins themselves as they're singing. This new project, they are absolutely fearless in their approach to their vocals. They sing with no inhibitions. They sing with such confidence. And I've always enjoyed that. But you can tell that they really have a deep message to share with people right now, that they really have a purpose and something to say. And that's exciting to see as a fellow artist and also a fan of the Martins. But this latest song from them, Tell Them That I Love Them, is such a great message because everyone in this world needs to hear that they're loved. I think everyone on some level is searching for love. And when you meet Jesus Christ, you find the ultimate source of love. You find everything that you've ever needed. And that's why it's so important for us Christians to share God's love with everybody that we meet in everyday life situations. That's what this Christian faith boils down to, really. All we have to do is tell people that God loves them.
An old-time preacher in a small-town church bows his head to pray. Early morning echoes off the empty walls of that sacred place. In 3 short hours, this room will be filled up with desperate souls. And he's begging God to tell him what they need to know when a still, small voice says, tell him that I love them, that I died to set them free. Tell them there's an answer for everything they need. Tell them there's forgiveness and hope in suffering. The truth never gets old, so say it again and again. Tell them that I about Charlie, who just said goodbye to his bride of 50 years. And Nathan and Sadie still praying for a baby through empty arms and tears. This is where they're running to find a little peace inside their pain. And he's pleading with the Savior for the words to say when a still small. In a small town church, bows his head to pray.
New Music Spotlight on Daniel Britt and Friends, now with Wilbert and Wilbert.
Christian, I know you're discouraged. We're living in difficult days. But even though trouble is stirring, there is hope if we just keep the faith. The good news still outweighs the bad news. God's word is the truth we can claim. And in a world where nothing is settled, there are some things that never when they're hurting. Jesus will still love you no matter what. Jesus will answer the
Jesus will still keep his promise, never to leave us alone. He still sends his blessings down on us, and heaven will still be our home.
Listening to Daniel Britton Friends. Our new music spotlight continues. Lauren Talley is our guest co-host. Wes Hampton's song is up right now, and this is a project he's released, the solo project. Of course, and you know this firsthand, anytime a member of a group releases a solo project, everybody gets on edge and they think the guy is going to leave or she's going to leave,
right?
and never look back. But Wes is still a member of the Gaither Vocal Band, and I think that's a dream job for him. He grew up listening to those guys, but he's able to spread his own wings and try out some things individually, and this song has been a tremendous success because of the message and simply the acceptance people have of Wes Hampton.
You know what? Anybody who knows Wes Hampton knows what a great guy he is. He just has a great spirit, really humble, gentle spirit, and I think that really shines on this new project of his. And you know, it's not easy. Anytime you stand on stage next to the singers that he stands next to, that is a that's a tall order for anybody.
Yeah.
But Wes is a very talented vocalist. He can hold his own with anybody out there. And this latest single from him, I love how honest it is, how real and pure that it is. And that's always been one of my favorite things about his singing. You know, he doesn't really employ a lot of the tricks to try and impress people. He just stands there and he sings simply and clearly and really, really well. And I think that allows his gentle spirit really to shine through his singing. And so I think folks are going to enjoy this latest single a lot.
Wes Hampton here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
You could have walked away. You could have left the world in shame to let us wander lost and all alone. And you could have easily said this is more than you can take. You could have turned around and walked a different road. But to our surprise, you chose life against every odd to show your heart, to prove the truth that you alone are God. Because of love, all of the world was changed. There is a brand new page in the story now. Forever was rewritten because of love. I have eternity. When you gave to me the one thing that I don't deserve, and I can't believe the price that I was worth because of love. There is a ray of hope where
only darkness used to be. And we can see the light that leads us home. Oh, we can have a life that even death can't take away. For the power of your love won't let us go. So I have come to honor the one who gave this gift of grace.
Hampton on Daniel Britt and Friends New Music Spotlight. Here's the Lefevre Quartet.
Far away.
After listening to just an hour of the current sampling of gospel music, I think that you'd agree with us that the state of gospel music's alive and well. Lauren sure hopes so. She's got a couple of tunes we played, not only solo, but also with the tallies. But as you travel, Lauren, and you interact with these other artists, and you get to kind of hear the music they're bringing to the table, are you encouraged by what's going on today with our music?
Oh, absolutely. And I listen to music of all different kinds, different artists from even different parts of the Southern gospel world. It's amazing that Southern gospel does encompass so many different styles and different treatments, and I enjoy all of it. You know, if it's quality and it says something good, I'm a fan. And so I am very encouraged by a lot of the new music that that I hear coming out of gospel music these days. I think we're headed in a great direction.
Well, it's been fun listening to these songs with you, Lauren. Thanks for taking your time to spend with us today.
Thanks for having me on. It was fun.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.